Exercises 5 through 7. Hans von Bülow was considered by the political authorities of Berlin and Leipzig as a great annoyance as well as a great musician. This arose from the fact that he persisted in inserting in the speeches he frequently made at his concerts remarks of a political nature. In the latter city, this concert preacher, as he was called, was compelled by the police to sign a promise not to speak a word at his concerts, not even to announce the date of his next appearance. But it was in Berlin that he had a still greater difficulty with the authorities. Having conceived a strong dislike for the government official who had control of the operatic performances, who in this case happened to be Count von Holsen, he referred to him in one of his impromptu concert speeches in an insulting way, and to the opera as the circus that von Holsen runs. As von Holsen was a court officer, this brought on Bülow's head the wrath of the court, and he was removed from his rank as court pianist and stripped of his medals. Shortly after, von Holsen died, and at a memorial concert, his successor gave orders to the ushers that they were not to admit von Bülow, and furnished them photographs of him that there should be no mistake. So when von Bülow arrived, he was spotted and immediately thrown out. But the pianist had his revenge. The next night, on his appearance at a concert, when he sat down at the instrument, he began to improvise on a theme from Mozart's Figaro. Immediately, the audience broke into laughter and applause, realizing he was making a fool of Count von Holsen. The theme he had chosen was in the opera, set to the words, "Will the Count venture on a little dance?"